This is Radio Pulpit's calling, and we bow to the authority of God's holy word. We bow to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit of His word, the Holy Bible. And all we want to say, we want to know that you are our God in Jesus Christ. Good morning. And what a privilege to say good morning on behalf of each and every one of us in the team at Radio Pulpit. From Dominic Karel Verhoef right down to me, Mpo Mane, Sanet Daisel and Wilma van Skalkwyk, and everyone in between this morning. Wynand and Janine coming on air at 7 o'clock, and everyone else in the offices, the cleaning staff, the technical staff, each and every one. May I ask you this morning, did you perhaps go to bed last night and you didn't sleep well because of some or other challenge in your life, and you have fears or worries or even some or other anxiety that meddles in to trust in God's guidance? And perhaps you've got something ahead of you today that you do not know. How are you going to handle this? How on earth are you going to handle this or that? Some or other situation in your life. And you are a child of God by the grace of Christ Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit, and you stand on the firm foundation of God's holy word. But in your heart, in your mind, you awoke this morning and perhaps you're still lying in bed and listening. And perhaps you're in traffic on your way. Perhaps you're in a taxi somewhere. Perhaps you're at the taxi rank with a little earphone, listening to Radio Pulpit, and you wonder what's going to happen today. You wish it was another situation. I'm just thinking of a mother standing at a taxi rank or at a station awaiting the public transportation to take her to her work. She's worrying about her children she left behind with anxiety. Whoever you may be, perhaps in a hospital ICU this morning or in a prison cell, may I bring God's word from Psalm 46 verse 10 to you, whoever, whatever you are experiencing, whoever you may be. Psalm 46 verse 10 says this: be still and know that I am God. Those words, be still and know that I am God. Eight words in the English language translated from the Hebrew in Psalm 46 verse 10. Be still and know that I am God. It goes further and it says in verse 10 of Psalm 46, I will be exalted among the nations and I will be exalted in the earth. You know, this verse in Psalm 46 verse 10 encourages us to trust in God's sovereignty. God is in control, not me, not situations, not authorities, not governments, not big bosses. God is in control. And it always amazes me that in my lifetime, I've met so many, 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 many people who's not in positions at work of authority. I remember now as I'm speaking of a man who swept the pavements while we were staying in Bloemfontein, in Mangahung, And perhaps you would say this is the lowliest of jobs. I remember in my mind the gogo in Mangahung. And her job was in her informal setting in Mangahung Township in Bloemfontein to look after, I think it was 13 newborn babies, because the mothers had to go and seek work or go to work. And these small little babies, and there were no nappies, not the nappies that we these days have, you buy and you throw them away. Those old nappies, you remember them? You had to wash them, you had to put them in a what's a emmer in English, in a bucket with a nappy, Stay Soft. No, it wasn't Stay Soft. I can't remember. But I remember the smell. And then you had to wash it and hang the nappies. And that old gogo, I will never forget. With all, she was elderly woman, looked after 13 babies. Not one of them ever got sick or had a problem. And it was in an informal settlement shack. And so I can go on. Not one of these two people I mentioned was in a situation of authority, but they were God's children. And I remember how they impressed me as a much younger Dominee than I'm now, because they knew the secret of Psalm 46 verse 10, to be still and know, Lord God, that you are the sovereign God. You are in control. And they knew Psalm 46 verse 10's truth, that they are exalted among the nations and exalted in the earth. And this Psalm 46 verse 10, be still and know that I am God, encouraged those two people I just mentioned, and there are millions of others, to trust in God's sovereignty, because the Bible says so. They listened to Radio Pulpit way back, and they testified that even in difficult situations, when it was very difficult to recognize that God will ultimately be glorified. And I remember that gentleman who swept the gutters and the pavements in front of the parsonage, the house where we lived. I remember this lady looking after the little babies, this elderly gogo, because the moms had to go and seek work and go to work. And they recognize ultimately that what they are doing, they are glorifying God. And they discovered the secret as God's children, to be still and to know that God is in control. You know this verse, Psalm 46, 10, be still and know that I am God. It emphasizes that God's plan will prevail, and that he will be honored by all, regardless of who I may be, regardless of human actions. Be still. Oh, this phrase in Psalm 46 verse 10 doesn't necessarily mean complete inactivity, to go and sit in a corner to just have still stupor. That's not what it means. But rather it's a call to quiet your own anxieties and to trust in God's guidance on the foundation of God's promises in his word. I want to say it over and over again, because even so many Christians think, be still and know that I am God. Psalm 46 verse 10 means to go and sit quiet. Yeah, it means that as well. But if you are in the taxi this morning and going to work and you're cold and you've got some or other anxiety because of this or that, if you are waiting at a train station, the train is late, in public transport, if you are in your 4x4 on one of Gauteng's very busy routes this morning to get to the office. You may be the CEO of a great company. You may be. And will I ever forget talking about a CEO? One day, years ago, I got a call from the second in charge of a gentleman who was second in charge of one of South Africa's greatest banks, the commercial banks. You know, the banks like Standard Bank or Absa or FNB or Capitec, one of those banks. This gentleman, he was second in charge, and he gave me a call. He was on his way to Johannesburg to his office that morning, and in traffic, he listened to Radio Pulpit, and I don't know what I said, but it came back to me. He phoned me, and he told me what he heard that morning on Radio Pulpit changed the policy they had to decide on that day in a board meeting high up in the sky, in a skyscraper of this bank in Johannesburg. If you are the gogo in Mangaung Township looking after 13 little babies, if you are the gentleman who's sweeping the gutters and the pavements of Waverley Street in Bloemfontein, if you are second in charge of a bank, say for instance, as I gave you a practical example, if you are, whoever you may be, even in prison, even in an ICU, and I can remember so well, I was in an ICU in Mediclinic with a heart bypass operation many years ago. And early that morning in my earphones, I was still on the respiratory machine. And in my earphones that the sister put on my ears and tuned Radio Pulpit onto the television set above the bed, early that morning I listened to my colleague and friend Wynand Rousseau. And I will never, ever forget, in my anxiety after the previous day of a heart bypass operation, still on the respiratory machine, with a few worries, because it crossed my mind, what if I never get out of hospital? What about our four children and their situation if I'm not there anymore? Who will provide and so on? I will never forget Wynand Rousseau and his voice in my ears over Radio Pulpit that morning in my ICU bed in Mediclinic in Bloemfontein, when the Lord God through His Holy Spirit encouraged me to let go of the worries, the fears, and to recognize that God is in control. No matter, even though I had a heart bypass, open heart operation, know that I am God. What an affirmation to acknowledge God's divine nature and power. To remind individuals of God's ultimate authority and control over all situations. I will be exalted among the nations, says verse 10 of Psalm 46. And this part speaks to God's ultimate victory and recognition by all people, even those who may not currently recognize Him. It will be exalted in the earth, says Psalm 46, verse 10. You know, and this emphasizes that God's glory and God's authority will be recognized and honored throughout the world, eventually reaching every corner of the earth. In essence, Psalm 46 verse 10 is a powerful message of comfort, of hope, encouraging believers to trust in God's sovereignty, to recognize that He will ultimately be glorified, even though you are the Gogo. That Gogo in the township, I remember I visited her informal shack. There was no floor. It was clean, but it was on the Free State ground. It was the earth swept clean. And all these little 13 babies were lying there. The nappies on the line clean. All the bottles of milk. She cared for them all. She called me because she listened to Radio Pulpit. I remember that man who swept the gutters and the pavement in Bloemfontein in Waverley Street where we lived. I remember that, on the other hand, the gentleman in control, second in control of a big bank in South Africa, who said, Radio Pulpit, the message that morning changed their view of the policy they had to decide on. And everyone in between, myself in that ICU. One of these translations says, stop striving and know I am God. I will be exalted among the nations and I will be exalted on the earth. There's another translation which says, stop your fighting and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. What a refuge, what a strength, safe in the assurance that God is God. You and I can wait on God, even amid the chaos of uncertainty or whatever it may be. Be quiet and know that I am God. Be still. You know, it led me to Isaiah 43 verse 18 to 19, which says, sometimes life can seem to lead you down a path you'd rather avoid. What happens when that path traps you between a rock and a hard place? God will make a way. In fact, we call God a waymaker in so many songs. Go and read it. Your translation of Isaiah 43, verse 18 to 19. When I am led down a path where I do not know how to get out of it, it speaks of new beginnings and encourages not to dwell in the past. It promises that God will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert, signifying new possibilities and transformation. Isaiah 43 verse 18 and verse 19. And I don't know, but perhaps you woke this morning with a sort of a anxiety or a worry, but you are God's child. And life has led you down a path you would rather avoid. You are facing some challenge today. And you say, yes, it's me. It's me on that path, trapped between a rock and a hard place. Then you can know, be still and know, that I am God, says Psalm 46 verse 10. God will make away. In fact, we call him a waymaker in so many songs we sing. God is the waymaker, and nothing can ever separate me from the love of God. Be intentionally still this morning and wait upon the Lord your God. Oh, there's an Afrikaans song. Willie Hubert sings it, and I want to play it this morning. Be still. Wees stil en weet. Ek is die Here. Willie Hubert, wees stil en weet. Ek is jou Heer. Psalm 46 vers 10. Psalm 46 verse 10. Be still and know that I'm God. Intentionally go out, create space for God's presence and guidance in your life. Do it right now, even if you are standing and waiting for the taxi at the taxi rank or on the station or in your car in traffic or at work or in the hospital bed or in prison or just at home. The kettle is boiling, you're looking out of the window and you're still in your pajamas. Be still and wait on God. Intentionally create space for God's presence and guidance in your life. Amen.